B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Fine. It's time for sound off. 610-771-9704. No. Five.
What did I get four?
I don't know. It's only 97.5 to Fanatic. I go four. Four!
Maybe that's your favorite number.
I don't know. Anyway, I expect this is going to be a busy sound off. After last night, I can't wait. I've been waiting for this sound off all day long. Let's kick it.
Philly fans, you can still cop a full jersey. Absolutely. I don't care what tie or anyone else says. You can buy a full jersey.
Yeah, put it in a frame, put it on your rec wall. You don't have to wear it, though.
Well,
put it on
a rec wall. He's saying people can still buy one. Why would you still buy one?
Yeah, there won't be many. They'll stop making them. Right? They think they won't be making them anymore, will they?
Yeah, but they still got a lot of them, so you can get them now. You can get them on discount. But why? Like, he's not going to be here. It's a bad investment.
It's a bad investment to wear it. It's not a bad investment if you want to, like, frame it if you think that highly of them. Like, Natalie. Like, Natalie could, like, you got to do a framery.
Yeah.
And you know, like, iron and press it, and it'd be beautiful.
Have it folded. I'm probably going to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, now it's obvious why Jimmy Butler was so available. He's a cancer. I mean, rolling eyes and making faces in the huddle. This isn't the Saturday morning rec league or the neighborhood playground. This is the MB-frickin-A, Jimmy.
Well, they're all like that, dude. Seriously, show me a great player that doesn't roll his eyes or do something like that. They know they're the star.
To me, Mike, this game is lost by the interception, followed by Fletcher Cox's injury, followed by the fake punt. And Fletcher Cox and everybody was wreaking havoc on that. It was once he went out, it was just a trickle effect of everything.
Yeah, Brandon Brooks, same way. You can't overcome, like, you know, your really staple players if they're not in there. Peters had to come out. And, you know, they got to change it up next year. I mean, just see how they do it.
Our cornerbacks and safeties were getting burned all season long, which is astounding considering the fact we're only rushing four defensive linemen. How does that happen? That only happens in a Jim Schwartz defensive scheme. Get this bum out of town. He sucks.
Well, you also have Joe Bagnonas back there trying to defend the pass. So that's a factor.
Why did they not let the clock go to the two-minute warning? Why did they rush a play? Even if they caught the Saints napping and they scored, they don't want to give the ball back to Breeze with time on the clock. It made no sense at all.
This is the most overrated bitch that I have heard in maybe years doing sports talk radio. What's the difference? So they didn't run it down in a two-minute warning. So what? They had a play that was open. He didn't catch the ball. What is such a big deal about this?
If Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl, who's going to be the quarterback?
Oh, my gosh. Thank God this dribble is finally over. 2 weeks of polluting the airwaves. You kidding me? These fans can't just enjoy the ride. Thank God this conversation is over.
Dude, what do you think sports conversations are? Like, polluting the airways? Like, it was a legitimate conversation. It was fun to talk about it. Have a little fun in your life, Holmes.
Tim Jernigan, thank you for waking up a dead Saints crowd with a ridiculous taunting penalty. Brandon Graham, thank you for not falling on the ball. And thank you, Alshon Jeffrey, for not only botching the pass, but it resulting in an interception. Way to go, gang.
Dave a little bitter today. Dave never bitter. I don't know about that taunting penalty. Should you throw the flag for that? It was a stare down, right?
Yeah, super weak. And people forget they're getting their sequence wrong. The Saints punted after that. They did not score that drive. It was after the interception that they scored.
It was just a penalty.
Hey, I get it, man. Nick Foles is a pretty good quarterback, and he seems to be an awesome dude. But, man, you got to realize this. By the time week seven rolls around and Carson Wentz is looking like the MVP, we're not going to care about when Nick Foles is slinging the ball. We'll forget it. We'll move on. And we're going to win a ring or two with Carson along the way. It's all good.
Yeah, you hope. It was like I seen in The Wire where somebody was investigating with McNulty, a patrolman. The patrolman goes, ah, I stepped in dog crap. McNulty goes, you hope.
We just saw the reason why Foles is a career backup. He is good at making good decisions with the football when he's in rhythm and everything around him is working well. But when the chips are down and other guys aren't making plays, he's not the type of person that can physically step up and will you to victory by his talent alone.
Come on, man. Stop it. I mean, the guy did it how many times towards the end? And he threw a pass that the guy didn't catch. That was an indication he can't do it in the clutch. Come on, that's a cheap shot.
The first quarter, fantastic. Second quarter was okay. Then they started having dumb penalties. The coaches were not in control of the team. And then with those injuries mounting up, Nick was tearing them up. Until the backups started coming in. Those injuries, they killed us. When they can just throw the ball to some guy, number 48, who I've never heard of before, I was like, this team got the momentum. So they're going to go on and win.
Nick wasn't tearing anybody up. He really wasn't. It wasn't a Nick tear-up game. He missed a couple of really important throws in that game. And you can't afford to miss those kind of throws against a better team.
Ultimately, their weaknesses showed up. They couldn't run the football. Nick Foles is the backup that we knew he was. Like I said, that weakness at running back, we really need to concentrate on that. And we need to strongly build up that offensive line because Peters is probably gone. But I think that this team has the wherewithal and the personnel and the people there to build this team the right way.
You're right about the running backs. You know, I looked at these teams during the playoffs, and they seem to have two, three guys that can get the job done. The Eagles don't have one. That's a shame.
Oh, Alshon didn't throw the interception. No, the game was winnable. Alshon Jeffrey dropped the pass and cost the Eagles a cheap back-to-back Super Bowls. When did this fan base get so soft? Alshon Jeffrey is the GOAT. It's all his fault.
A little harsh. I can't disagree with you, though. Because you can't go, in a play that decides the game, you can't say, tough one, Alshon. I feel bad for him. Decided the game!
There's nothing worse than having to deal with crap talking from your cousins who are from Jersey. There's nothing worse from a fan that's not even from Texas talking mess to you about the Eagles losing. Instead of just saying, you guys overcame a lot, good try. No, you got to talk crap and say that you were always dealing with us. Eagles fans talk a mess about y'all. Please, we both sitting on the couch. Spoil your roll, homie.
Oh, those Cowboy fans. You know, I had them dead last week when I said they were calling because they were insecure they were going to lose to the Rams. And I called it the whole time that they were going to lose to the Rams. And their biggest fear was... They knew they were going to lose the Rams, and they thought the Eagles were going to win. And damn, it almost played out that way. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today on Sonar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.